I got a call from Claremore wanting me to interview for the job. I will just be candid and say that I didn't really want to leave Ulaga, although those were very tumultuous and difficult times. It wasn't without a lot of stress, but I didn't even go interview for the job. On the day that the applications were due, I get a phone call from a board member who says, "We're looking through the applications. We don't have yours." And I said, "Well, I decided not to apply." And they really wanted me to apply. They wanted to talk to me about how we had rebuilt Ulaga. So eventually I said, "Well, I'm not going to apply for the job, but I will come talk to you." And so I went there. I talked to the board members. I was so impressed by the board. I really did not want to leave Ulaga, but they really made it attractive. And my worry was about my kids. Matt was going into the 10th grade, and you know who Matt is. He's the district attorney here in Claremore at the courthouse. Michael was going into the 4th grade, and Michelle was going into the 6th. I wanted to take the Claremore job, and they were really pursuing me for it, but I did not want to move my kids. And then Matt, my oldest, going into the 10th grade, came and had a heart-to-heart talk with me, and what he said was, "The kids and I will move. We will move, Dad, and we will do it willingly. We have a meeting." That's actually what he said. A 4th grader, a 6th grader, and a 10th grader held a meeting, and they would be very willing to go. So the rest is history, John. I took the Claremore job. I absolutely loved living in Claremore. That's where my home still is. And I took up believing that I would stay in Claremore forever.
Yeah.
That is how I ended up at Claremore.
Yeah. And that's, we should point out, you'd been in Ulaga for 18 years, so it was difficult to uproot there. But while in Claremore then, you became involved with education initiatives at the state level. You served as president of the Oklahoma Association of School Administrators and United Suburban Schools Association, as well as helping from the form the Oklahoma Education Coalition. So you were able to be superintendent of schools and then get involved in those positions in the state.
I was very active in state organizations.
So then you went out in the year 2000, the Oklahoma State School Boards Association, they were looking for an executive director, and you took the job because you wanted to affect legislation and state policy. And I think you trained school boards and you were working with state leaders. You might comment on that.
I was only the third executive director of the Oklahoma State School Board Association, OSSBI, OSSBA, in 50 years, and I was approached by Bob Mooneyham, who was the outgoing executive director. He had stayed 25 years, and his predecessor, who started OSSBA, had stayed 25 years. I was doing a lot of speaking at different, I was very active in the Superintendent's Association, and I was doing a lot of speaking. I was speaking at various, I spoke every year at the OSSBA conference, and Bob Mooneyham approached me a year before he retired, and he said, "I'm retiring in 1 year, and I want you to take my place." So I was unsure because my kids were in school, and Michael was going into his junior year. We did not want to move. My wife was a couple of years away from retiring. She was still at Ulagaw, and so we had a lot of things to work through, but I interviewed for the position with the executive committee on the State School Boards Association, and I absolutely loved everything about it. It was the opportunity to go to the state level. My wife and I worked it out where we would buy a condominium in Oklahoma City. We would stay with our home in Claremore. Michael would graduate. She would finish out her time before retirement, and we ended up taking the job at OSSBA, and now I am involved at the state level. I absolutely love that job. I loved the interaction at the state level. I worked with the governors. I worked with speakers of the House and pro tem of the Senate. It was a great time, and I really, really enjoyed it.